Good morning, fam. Happy Saturday. Today I'm doing some chesticles and back titties. So I'm doing some chest and back. And I'm starting off with some club work. I moved into some Persian meals, and now I'm swinging my 7 kilogram Indian Jories, which are longer, more cone-like in shape, so they have more torque. And those are about like 15 and a half pounds each. Then I'm going to start off with some calves and get into some ring dips and probably ring pull-ups. Maybe some straight arm pull-downs prone on a bench. Bottom line, this is how I've been combining my love for swinging maces, for swinging clubs, because as any of you might have experience, if you've been dabbling with a steel club or the wood clubs or the maces, and you get passionate about something, you can tend to overdo it. Now, I always talk about on the Daily Swole podcast, if you're not yet subscribed to that one, make sure you do. But I always talk about on the podcast how these types of torque-oriented circular-type training puts a lot more pressure, not so much on muscles. It's not like on your biceps and your shoulders per se. It's more on the stabilizers, the tendons and ligaments, which get poorer. Less efficient blood supply, so they take longer to develop, longer to grow, the more denser connective tissue. So you want to avoid progressing too quickly. You really need to build a long base. You need to stay with the same weight for quite some time and then progress very, very slowly, much slower than you would with normal resistance hypertrophy type training. But when you get really excited, because for me, this is really, I feel like it connects me with nature, it connects me with my humanity, just swinging a club. I mean, how long have humans been swinging clubs? Like hundreds of thousands of years. So this is very old school type training, and it's very fundamental to being a human being, spears, swinging from the trees, sticks, beating up animals, beating up each other. Like, this is an old school style of training and weaponry. So I love doing it, but you can definitely get overexcited, especially when you're learning a new skill and it's really cool and you get one. And some of you have mentioned that you got injured. I keep on saying, go slow, go light, lighter than you think, longer than you think. Take your time. It's very technique oriented. It's not so much about the strength. It's about the endurance, about all those small muscles in your hand. It's very easy to overdo it, bottom line. So how do you combine that with regular strength training? How do you not overdo it and then fatigue yourself or wear yourself down? And my recommendations are, you know, what I do is either I'll have a day where I'm only doing these types of trainings where I'm just like focusing only on the meals, the jories, the maces and clubs, or I'll do it light. You know, I'll do my club work earlier and then kind of take a little bit of a slight breather, focus maybe on some calf stuff, let my body recover, and then focus more on strength training. In other words, I use it more like a warm up now. Sometimes I will feel like I want to put more effort into it, but and go heavier and, you know, really push it. So then I'll just only do that for the day or separate into a later workout session. But in reality, because you want to do coats of paint, because it's better to do it more frequently and lighter than max out on it, just practice it. Use it as part of a warm-up. It's great, like, to do a mace swollen 7 or a steel club swollen 7. Do one of these types of, and that's in Swolenormous X. If you're interested, go to swolenormousx.com. But those are 7-minute workouts with the meal, with the clubs, with the maces. But doing this as a warm-up is a great way to build that endurance, build that the tendons, the ligament integrity, but use it as a primer, like dead hangs or doing anything else. It's really a great warm-up. It's an excellent warm-up for upper body training. Because after I do a bunch of these, my wrist, my shoulders, like, I am ready to fucking push some weight. I am ready. My joints are ready. Everything is primed. You know, the engine's lubricated. Like, everything's ready to go. So my recommendation is, rather than just go super hard, get super excited into it and overdo it and do it once a week or get really sore and then, you know, your elbows start hurting or you get like tendonitis, like, not cool. Not cool. And that'll set you back in all aspects. Do it very light. Do a little bit, practice the technique and just build that habit of doing it. Build the habit for the tendons, for the ligaments to get used to and exposed to this type of training. Going very light and not doing a ton of volume will build that coordination without getting into the fatigue when you first start doing clubs and maces. You'll get fatigued a lot quicker than you realize. And when you get fatigued, your form will suffer and then you risk injury because not only are you fatigued physically, so the muscles the connective tissue, the tendons, the ligaments are weaker because you're fatigued and broken down. So your stability is less. So you have a heightened risk of injury. But your form and your technique will suffer. So you want to make sure you're doing those light coats of paint, like riding a bike, expose yourself to it, get into your normal training, expose yourself to like the light club that you have, the 5-pounder again the next day, do a couple sets, boom, coats of paint. And then as you build that foundation, then you can get a little bit more aggressive. Then you can slowly increase the weight and increase your exposure to that. So again, because I love lifting weights, I love building muscle. I love training hard. I love lifting heavy, but I also love the club work, the mace work, and things I do. So that's how I combine. I use that as my primer. I use that as a warm-up, and then I go into my strength training. It's a great warm-up. Highly recommend it. Doing clubs and mace work is just like doing a reverse sled before leg day. It's a great way to get your heart rate up, fire up your sympathetic nervous system, get yourself ready to go, and then get into it. So hopefully you enjoy this episode. Make sure you subscribe to the other podcast. Check out the Daily Swole podcast. Check out the Red, White, and Swole podcast. Link below for SwoleNormousX.com. If you're not yet a member, we have these types of training modules and protocols inside SwoleNormousX. And enjoy your Swole Sled Saturday.